in her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looks like...
The news overnight is that former Buck, Drew Holiday, has been traded to the Trailblazers. And I just said to the guys in passing, like, I get it, it's a business. I understand that you sign up for this. But, man, think about the Holiday King, who was in Milwaukee and then got traded. But they ended up in Boston. So then they're in Boston and they're settling down and they're building a life. And then again, because this is how the NBA works for guys like that at this stage of their career, now they're moving from Boston, Massachusetts to Portland, Oregon. That's just a wild adventure that gang and many, many people go on. But as far as the Milwaukee Bucks go, not a lot of news, not a lot of chirping. And yet still people are talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo. And what do we call this around here, Joshy?
Enough with this yonsense.
It would be front office malpractice, whether or not Giannis blesses this or not, to not go out and aggressively pursue a trade.
Mobley for Giannis, straight up. What do you think? Call it in right now.
Done.
You're done if you're Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I think it's a great trade.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's the season of yonsense.
So Giannis Antetokounmpo, we believe, still over in Greece celebrating the offseason. Now people are starting to realize that he will likely not move this summer. And then, of course, everybody's like, but, you know, next year could be a real thing next year. Shams was doing the thing, talking about Giannis. Here's what Shams had to say, the most recent thing that he has said about the Giannis Antetokounmpo sweepstakes. Take a listen.
So this is someone that always keeps things close to the vest.
Oh.
This is someone that always does things in quiet.
Oh.
So I'm sure there are conversations going on right now that we don't even know about around Giannis Antetokounmpo and his camp. And I guess when there's going to be something to talk about, or maybe not something to talk about, we'll have something more definitive to talk about. But until then, I think the focus right now is what can Milwaukee do to make this team better.
Gabe, would you like to translate that for us?
He needed to say something because it's constantly a talking point on ESPN now that we've officially reached the NBA offseason. So we just threw together a word salad because there's nothing new.
One question.
Yes.
Is there any way he could go to Houston?
It would be more difficult now, but given what they gave up for KD, it could still happen. Like, they didn't give up a lot for KD. They still have a lot of future picks that don't belong to them. Like, it could still happen. It would fly in the face of what everybody is thinking you have to do now to compete for an NBA title. They would have to lose a lot of their depth in order to acquire him. And they'd be putting a lot in the KD
basket. And they don't have a lottery pick, right?
Houston?
Yeah.
No, because they traded it in the KD trade. They had the number 10 pick, and they traded it as part of the KD package.
Those are the only things that scare me. I mean, I'm not moving off my 90-10, but I had to ask.
Yeah, and I was at 95-5.
Like 90-10 probably at this point.
It does seem like what's interesting is this conversation of like, okay, we believe Giannis is standing pat. We believe he's going to give it another go with the Milwaukee Bucks. But next year, when the season is over, whoa, KD bar the door. Because that's really going to be the year that Giannis could make a move. And look, I don't disagree with it entirely, right? But I also am like, okay, can we at least all just wrap our brains around the fact that Giannis will likely be a member of the Milwaukee Bucks this year? Can we all just, I mean, Gabe, you were telling me that there's even other details that point towards that even more definitively.
Oh, yeah, three Bucks posting over social media over the last 24 hours. Andre Jackson, Chris Livingston, Tyler Smith, all younger members of the Bucks, posting that they're in Greece. We know that Giannis is over there. Him and Thanasis. I believe Thanasis put out there on social media a picture of those two working out together. So Ajax, Livingston, and Tyler Smith all going to be joining those workouts and working out with Giannis over the summer.
The only way that happens is if next year is a complete disaster.
Yeah,
and the roster that they have just not working. It doesn't gel. Not good. That's the only way. I don't anticipate that at all, but that's the only way I believe it would happen.
But I think they've already tempered expectations. right? Aren't our expectations for next season from a success standpoint pretty low?
Yeah, they have to
by
be.
The Bucks standards.
Yeah, they have to be.
I'm saying 22 wins.
Yeah, which is,
I'm
I mean,
just like,
which wouldn't happen just because Giannis you have himself. Giannis. Yeah, like well, Giannis is worth that himself. And part of Giannis saying, yes, I'm staying in Milwaukee this year, you would assume that whatever plan the Bucks lay out for him, it's more about 26-27 than 25-26 because of the Damian Lillard injury, his contract situation, unless they find some sort of willing taker to take that contract this year, which would be incredibly hard to do. Mm-hmm. They're hoping that they can flip once Dame opts back in, because he has a player option for not this year, but the following year. And he's going to opt in because he's coming off the Achilles. He's going to say yes to $54 million because who would?
Of course, yeah.
So then you're hoping, okay, this is an expiring contract. These are valuable in NFL, in the NBA. Hopefully we can flip this for something.
Can I make a declaration?
Please.
We've officially reached the bottom of Yonsense. There is no lower we can go than they're probably having some sort of conversation about
that
this
that we
right
don't
now.
Know about.
Right. I thought there was going to be more to this. And then I heard him say it, and it was like, I mean, you're effectively just saying words. You're just throwing something at it because you know you have to, and for the past 2 weeks, you have nothing new.
Well, what's the latest on Giannis? I don't know.
There's talks.
Yeah, I don't know. Is what the answer should have been.
There's talks. It's we believe.
We think. No, right. Maybe there are talks that we don't know about.
This idea of, theoretically, talks could be happening.
And I'm sure in the future there will be more to come out, and this will probably, there'll be more context added to it, and it'll be probably more useful. But on June 24th, 2025, we've reached the absolute bottom. You can't go lower than we think they're talking.
What is interesting, though, about everything that has happened, because, again, I say this all the time, it has become an axiom, but the Bucks do not exist in a vacuum. And we talked about the Tyrese Halliburton injury yesterday and how that changes the Pacers' trajectory, right? They were on the doorstep, man. They thought championship or bust. Well, now they're in a holding pattern. They are going to have to take a gap year, if you will, while they wait for Tyrese Halliburton to get healthy. The Celtics, mm-hmm. even though they've been doing some moves, and we talked about the Drew Holiday thing a few moments ago, like, they feel compromised right now with their injury situation. Like, for that reason and those reasons, hold on to the Cavs. We'll talk about them later. But, like, I feel like the East right now has never been more wide open for a team not at its peak. For a team like the Bucks, and I'm not saying they're going to win the East. I'm simply saying, like, with Giannis on the roster and the pieces that they're putting away, if they all evolve at a normal trajectory and get better at each of their individual spots, Gabe, this is a team that will compete.
Oh, yeah, because three of the top five teams record-wise from last year have a star player with an Achilles injury. Three of the top five. The other one's the Cavs, who, I don't know why, but blew up, you know, just absolutely blew up in the postseason. And the Knicks are the Knicks. Like, they're Knicksing right now, getting rid of their head coach before having any idea of who they want to hire.
Let me ask you this. What was the biggest loss? Tatum?
Yeah.
Halliburton?
Yeah.
And then?
Yes, because you still have a top three NBA player on your roster. Like, Tatum's a top five guy. Like, he's all NBA first team.
Yes.
So he's the best player of that team. Who the best player of Indiana is can be debatable, but he is the engine that makes that offense run. Tyrese Halliburton is. And that's devastating without. Like, yeah, Dame's, it sucks not to have Dame, but you've still got Giannis.
Yeah, but does that change expectations now? Now it's, is it still a gap year?
For the Bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying does the Bucks gap year change given everything else that has happened in the East? Interesting.
I think it has to, Chu, just because, I mean, the Cavs are still really good.
You're saying it has to stay. It's still a gap year.
Yeah, because
I also like the idea of measuring expectations. Like, keep them tempered, keep them here. And if you overperform, way better than saying, well, now everybody else stinks. We got to win the East.
A third of your
That's
salary cap.
That's how Giannis is going to look at it.
Well, but a third of your salary cap is tied up in a player who is not going to play for you this year. A third.
I know.
A third of their salary. So you're just incredibly limited in the resources and that you have to really improve the roster to a championship level this season.
Don't you, though, sort of open up a little more opportunity than you thought you originally had, probably heading into
sure,
the immediate
but like,
postseason?
But I just don't know
right,
how you
wanna
take advantage of that
right.
with the limited resources that you actually right. have.
Right. And I think, Joshy, to your question, it's a philosophical thing.
Right.
Does our philosophy change depending on what is happening outside of our building? And I feel like that can be a very slippery slope.
Correct.
So I think probably not. I think, oh, sucks for them, but we got to stay the course. We got to keep doing what we planned on doing and let all the other noise out there sort of settle itself.
So we're not anticipating Green Bay 2 years ago.
What do you mean?
Started out crappy, finished strong, go to just short of the NFC champ, should have went.
I mean,
we're not
expecting that. They could, because here's the problem, Chu. They could, I mean, they could make a run based on how weak the Eastern Conference is. But I mean, the Magic got better with the trade that they've already made. Like, they could make a run further than they have the last couple of years because the East is so weak. Championship expectations are tough. Because the West is unbelievably hard. Like, even if you make it through a watered down East, the West is going to have a juggernaut waiting for you on the other
side.
What
do you think the under over is going to be? Wins?
Bucks wins? 42.5, something like that.
Really?
I mean, we'll have to wait and see what else they add, but I mean, around 500.
All right.
Maybe a little better.
Got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Power rankings coming up next, and then Ben Brust is joining the show live here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Finding the right home is a journey, sometimes quick, sometimes patient, but it should always be exciting. The We Sell group at Keller Williams understands that. They're not just about closing deals. They're about building relationships and helping you find the right fit. Rob and Nick will always be incredibly patient, informative, and available throughout the entire process because it is so clear their passion is people. Whether you're ready to move right now, just starting to look, or even thinking about selling, the WeSell Group is on the journey with you every step of the way. Start your journey today at WeSell.KW.com. That's WeSell.KW.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit
a little?
No, I'm saying from the standpoint, it used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Milwaukee just got hotter. No, I'm not talking about the temperature because we know that's getting cooler. But announcing the buys of summer at Ewald Automotive Group. Get the lowest prices guaranteed on new vehicles. Ewald will beat your best price by $500, or they'll pay you $500 cash guaranteed. With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, you're sure to find that perfect ride for your family. 11 brands, 10 locations, one easy experience. I can attest I have always used Ewald. In fact, just finished up the paperwork, buying out my Jeep from my lease. One easy experience. Don't miss Ewald Buys of Summer sales event going on right now. See dealer for details. Expires month's end. All starts at EwaldAuto.com.
Hey, I'm not complaining because I really need to work. But hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, the guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, Sporting News came out with a list of the 17 greatest Packer players ever. We're going to do the top 10. I don't agree. That's probably my bias. It's hard when it's all generations. So that is your hint.
Okay.
That I don't really.
Okay. How many guesses do we get?
You get 15. I mean, you know every name. One is going to be really hard.
Okay.
Even though you know it.
Number one, but one
I'll say
them.
I'll say 15 to get 9.
Okay.
Okay, 15 to get 9.
All right. Brett.
Brett is numero uno.
Aaron Rodgers.
Number dos.
Bart Starr.
Number four.
Reggie White.
8.
Huh. I would like have that. Thought that Reggie White would be higher on that list.
That's one I didn't like.
Don Hutson.
Don Hutson, have no idea, but he is number 3.
What do you mean, have no idea? Oh, because he played before you would have seen him
because
play.
Because what would Don Hutson been in the 90s? Don Beebe? I don't know.
I don't know if he was as fast as Don Beebe
just,
is
I
the
don't,
problem.
This what makes it so hard. All right, you're on a roll. You got the easy ones.
All right, well, now we got to start thinking of the Hall of Famers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Forrest Gregg.
That's a good pull. Forrest Gregg, number 5.
I'll go Paul Hornung.
Paul Horning, not on the list.
Oh, okay. This is where we start to get a little bit led astray.
Somehow an MVP not on the list.
Yeah, but if you look at his numbers.
Sure, but he won an MVP.
He's on the list just after 10.
Oh.
Well, yeah, 17.
Yeah.
Whoa. 17 on the list?
No, I don't know what he... Oh. What was he, Josh?
He was 17.
Oh, he was 17?
Yeah. Okay. How about Hall of Famer Sterling Sharp?
Sterling Sharp, not on the list.
God bless America.
I will go Ray Nitschke.
Ray Nitschke, not on the list.
He's got his number retired.
So do I, somewhere. Some I do in high school. Why'd you laugh? Oh, who laughed? Someone
Jen.
Laughed. Am I hearing things?
I laughed.
Oh, okay. Where are we at?
Right, we've got three one, wrong.
You got we two, have you got four to go. You got three
we're
wrong.
We're allowed six misses, he said, right?
Yeah, we get six. Yeah, so we're halfway through the misses.
Willie Davis.
Good pull. Willie Davis is number 9.
Crap.
I'll go with the last retired number, Tony Canadeo.
That's what I was going to say.
Tony Canadeo, not on the list. You got two more misses.
Oh, this stinks. Best Packers ever, all time. Reset what we have gotten.
You got BF, Favre, 1, AR, 2, Don Hutson, 3, Bart Starr, 4, Forrest Gregg, 5. You don't have 6. You don't have 7. Reggie White, 8. Willie Davis, 9. And you do not have 10.
I don't like this at all. Did you already guess like Don Hutson or something?
Well,
or?
Hutson was 3.
Hudson's, oh, yeah. He's 3. Okay, good. Charles Woodson?
Charles Woodson, not on the list.
This stinks.
All right. Jim Taylor.
Jim Taylor, not on the list.
We only have one. Oh, that's 6?
That's it.
That's your 6. So number 6 was the tough one.
Okay.
Center.
Did you say Nitschke, though?
I did. Yeah.
Dang it.
I did.
Center during the 60s.
Center in the 60s.
I think he was 60s. Might have been earlier.
Who was it?
Jim Ringo? Yeah.
Ringo,
that's
baby.
6. That's right.
Ringo?
Yes. Number 7, DB.
Was Leroy on the list?
13.
Okay.
This is...
So Herb Adderley?
Yeah.
He was 10. And then 7.
Was it defensive back?
No idea.
WW?
F.
No F. Willie Wood.
I thought you were saying F, like, reaction.
Well,
like,
it was frick.
So, what did you think of the whole list? Obviously,
It's hard to go back into the Old Testament and remember some of those.
I mean, yeah. I feel like the Packers' level of retiring numbers is as high as it gets.
And if you have your number retired, you should be one of the best players
in franchise history. So the fact that Nitschke and Tony Canadeo weren't on the list, like I understand Aaron being on there because his number is going to be retired.
Yes.
But like Nitschke and Canadeo not being on there is wild.
But, and Forrest Gregg was, they said, an unbelievable tackle. But come on, I think Reggie White was a little more impactful than Forrest Gregg.
Yeah, but also Reggie...
I also didn't realize how good Willie Wood was.
Oh, Willie Wood was
12
fantastic.
Seasons, 8 Pro Bowls, 5 times first team All Pro.
Yeah, it was going to be. You knew it was going to be mostly 60s era guys.
Yeah,
it's just kind of a matter of guessing which ones. Like Jim Taylor was really good. Jim Taylor won an MVP.
Yeah,
like you've got guys who have won MVPs. You're telling me that Jim Ringo was better than and more important than Jim Taylor?
Yeah, I know. I know he was good. I just. Number 6? That
seems high.
So Willie Wood is in the Hall of Fame, I assume?
Yes.
If he got the nod over Charles Woodson and Leroy Butler and even Adderley, that means...
You think Charles didn't play it long enough?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing with Reggie, why Reggie would be that low.
Is Charles on the list at all, like in the top 17?
I think he was, Josh.
Again, you win a Defensive Player of the Year. That makes sense.
Yeah, but Reggie was here 93.
Oh, Reggie won a Defensive Player of the Year. 6 or 7.
Chewy, why don't you show off your whiteboard and how you kept track of your list there?
I coded it. I had to code
Super
it.
Super secret.
Yeah, I was like,
you coded it with
initials.
With initials, yeah, real secret.
But I was like, F.
How could I crack the code?
Real code breakers we got going on here.
WW though, either even if I had seen it, I wouldn't have known.
I had the Willie double Wood. Take. I'm like BS. Like, who the hell is me? Yeah.
Nice job. Good All list. Right. You got us.
We got you.
I thought for sure we would nail that, though. He gave us 10 Packers.
It was, again, it's a matter of nailing the right 60s guys, and when there's that many when there's that many to name from that era, like, that's... It kind of gets tough to determine who's the most important after you get past Bart Starr.
Yeah, it's just like Don Hutson. Like, his number's incredible, this.
Oh, yeah.
But what if you put him in...
I don't know what Don Hutson's 40 time was. I'm guessing it was slower than today because turns out athletes have gotten bigger, faster, stronger over the last 100 years.
Chewy.
Yes.
There's a lot of rings on that list.
There are.
If you need to go get yourself a ring, where are we going?
Oh, I got to ask my wife because she's very happy lately because I did get her a ring for Christmas. That's why I go see my guy, Dean Dancing Machine at the Jewelry Center. Earrings. Custom jewelry and repair services. The Jewelry Center does it all, including top-of-the-line engagement rings. And when that day comes for my four boys to take that next step in their lives, you know where they're going. They're going to the Jewelry Center to get that ring. The Jewelry Center offers great deals and selections on both lab-grown and naturally mined diamonds. Plus, you always hear about how Gabe went to the Jewelry Center and had a great experience with the Jewelry Center's specialists to pick out that perfect ring. Stop into one of our three locations, Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington today, or check out the full inventory online at shoptjc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months?
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We have been telling you guys about Made 'em Believe for the last few weeks, and now it's here. It's this week up at the Orpheum in Madison, and to talk about it, we've got Benny Brust live and in person right here in the studio with us. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everybody. Chewy, have you ever heard of a couple's wedding shower?
Is that a Jack and Jill?
That's a bathroom, I'm pretty sure. No, I'm being serious.
The answer's no.
Yeah. No, but I thought there was another. Is that a Jack and Jill? Yeah. That the answer?
No,
that
there's
is
a
no.
name for it. It's just escaping me.
A name for what?
For the guy and the girl having the same party.
Which is pretty much what it was, right?
I guess, yeah. Well, a couple's wedding shower.
No, nah, there's a... That collars will let us know.
Either way, it's... Okay. It was great.
Yes.
It was
great.
It was great.
Your hesitation in stuttering through that really is selling it was great. That it was fantastic. Exactly.
Everyone was... All the males were on board with
Did
the
couple's
wedding shower.
Did you not want to have a couple's wedding shower? You would have preferred
I
to have
I came home
your...
to a, hey, you have to be here on this date for this couple's wedding shower. And the person who was hosting the party really, really did not want to cut the grass and get the house ready to go. So he was less than pleased than I was.
Oh, sure, sure.
But it turned out great. Great. Just like Made 'em Believe will.
What do you do at a couple's wedding shower?
Exactly. We started playing football in the backyard.
That sounds like fun.
It was, but they were like, this is why we don't do couples wedding showers. I was like, you guys chose to do this, and now I'm sweating. We're playing football. We had a quarterback, and then we rotated cornerback and wide receiver in the backyard. I mean, that's what boys do. That's why
Boys don't do – what are you, four? Boys don't do that. In 91-degree heat?
Yes.
Hold on. Were you tanking?
Tanking? Yeah, I mean, a little bit. Yeah, okay. It was a couple's wedding shower.
I get it.
It was a couple's wedding shower.
Yeah,
Why are you censoring drinking?
Drinking? Were you having some drinks? Tanking?
Well, he's gun-shy because he once accused a partner of maybe having one too many live on the air. So now whenever we have a guest and he wants to ask about that, he doesn't want to get in trouble.
Fair enough. I would say that makes sense.
Maybe shouldn't have had as many at Summerfest after. How about that?
Okay.
But the couple's wedding shower, I wanted to make sure I was presentable.
So why are you
when
so
I was sweating
miserable?
Playing football.
Why were you so miserable? I get it. It's another girl thing. I get it.
It's another thing.
But it was very
thing.
Nice that you were included. I wouldn't want to be
exactly. No. Don't try and lecture me when I know exactly where you are on the side of the aisle here.
He didn't even get the question out.
I was calling BS, as you have encoded on your whiteboard over there.
So let's talk about this Thursday. What can people expect if they get tickets up to this event?
Well, UWHoops2015.com. Ticket sales are great, but I'd love to get this last portion so we can get it sold out. Because really, what I'm really looking forward to is celebrating these players. We did a small thing with the university in November where not everyone was able to be at. Not everyone was able to be at this one, but we have some of the main guys that were really the guys that captured your hearts when you were in this journey. So Bo Ryan, obviously Naismith Hall of Fame. Frank Kaminsky, National Player of the Year. Sam Decker, a homegrown Sheboygan guy who could have went elsewhere, stayed at Wisconsin, got yelled at by Bo Ryan for 2 years, probably would have left if he didn't have to sit out and could make money like he could nowadays in today's college basketball world. And then Josh Gosser, a local kid who was the glue, Captain America for that team. There would be zero chance that this team would exist if they played in today's college basketball. So if you, which a lot of people tell me, they know where they were when they beat Kentucky. Everyone can put themselves where they were. But you can relive that, get to know them on a deeper level, have some special guests that will be joining us on video, dropping in some nuggets, just a lot of great things planned. If you loved this team and its purest form of college basketball, I still love college basketball. I'm still going to watch it. Maybe I'm a little jealous of what they're making in NIL. A little salty, I'll admit it. Congrats to them, but I wish I was born a little later. But the way this team stayed together is you're not going to have 2 years like this ever again. And it happened right here in Wisconsin. And everyone has those memories that attached them to 2015. I walked in, you showed me a picture, Jen, right? I say Kentucky. Somebody right now listening or watching on YouTube can put themselves where they were. You can feel those emotions. We'll have voices joining us from these videos that will evoke emotion. So you really get to know the players even more than you thought you did on Thursday.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, your maturity makes it seem like you are much, much younger than you are.
Who's the best storyteller?
Who's the best? I mean, Bo, but I almost feel like I need to like a shock collar. You know, like if it hits,
like you got to rein him in
past 3 minutes, you know, all right, wrap it up. Like we got to, because he could go on and on and on. Frank Kaminsky said he's going to steal the show. I don't know what that means.
Wait, how do we feel about that preemptive declaration? I always was taught, like, over-deliver, under-promise. Frank Kaminsky going in saying, I'm going to steal the show.
You know exactly what's going to happen, right? He's going to introduce and he's going to clam up. And he's not going
to... No, Frank!
Yeah, I see it. This is a new man. This is a changed man. You know, he's got a baby on the way. He's married now. He's trying to talk like he's like still the National Player of the Year.
Is that your job then to maybe loosen him up with a couple of chewies backstage?
I don't know if we can do that. I'd like to keep my job.
Oh, you can do whatever
you're
you want.
Professional radio host. Isn't that your job to get the best out of the people around you?
Yeah, I didn't know giving him a shooter behind stage is what I was gonna have to do.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, it helps.
Whatever. That's what we did when we'd go to Camp Randall before the season started.
See, just be like the old times.
Are you gonna ask the tough question?
Buckle up. What's the tough question?
What happened?
Yeah, of course. I would say they were up 13 at one point with around
12 minutes left.
Yeah.
I would say that team, considering their record and considering how they got there and how good they were after beating Kentucky as well, the best team in college basketball of the year. What do you think? 80-85% of the time they win that game. I would say even maybe more. They didn't make mistakes.
Yeah.
And so I do want to that's going to be the hard part. So there's a lot of fun planned. You know, I have some ideas, but going to what happened and then, all right, let's end this thing on a happy note. You know?
I know, but Jen, do you come out of the gate with that? I mean, you're the...
No.
No.
Why? You get it out of the way.
Yeah, you don't want to set the tone like that,
all right,
though.
Then when do you ask it? In the middle?
I mean, is that your crescendo? Is that your culminating moment?
It needs to be talked about. I would say it's probably... 3/4 of the way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then the rest, I have some accompanying stuff to help make it a little happier at the end.
Yeah.
You know, talk about the legacy they left
from
other people and themselves.
Where did you watch the game?
At 5 a.m. in the morning on a bed that had a broken bed frame on one side of the bed, so I could only sleep on the right side in Lithuania in a 5,000 people village where no one spoke English.
Oh, nice. I was in Punta Cana, and I was in Punta Cana kids' spring break, and they had one of the banquet rooms with a big screen in there, and there were Duke fans, and there were Badger fans. The Badger fans were probably about 7-1.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we thought it was done.
This is why everyone's excited for this, is because somehow America was captured by this team as well because of their stories off the court. Nigel Hayes kind of hitting on a stenographer. I said it right. Uh-huh. My sister's a sonographer.
Stenographer.
I know. My sister's a sonographer, so I always mess up
like the sonograms?
Yes, like the ultrasound tech.
See the thing we're doing
way
here.
To go with
if you're
the
watching
hands.
On the YouTube, we are actually taking the sonogram of the belly right now.
So uwhoops2015.com. Man, I have so much in my phone of things that are going to be a part of this that I want to share.
Oh, you got to streamline it.
But I got to save it, right?
Oh, okay. Just drop one little hint. Just drop a little hint.
Hello, friends.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
That's a good hint.
I mean, good for you since you stood him up once, but...
Well, we all know.
I know, but the fact that I was on my bachelor party in Arizona, and that's when I decided to text Mr. Hello Friends, and he sent a video back. I was like, we're back! He forgot that I stood him up, and I don't want to talk about it ever again.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
We're on good terms.
I'm glad you're
forgot about
it. Well, you're good at standing people up.
What?
Probably didn't need to bring that up, but it's me.
Oh, you're not talking about me standing you guys up last week. The quietest person of the panel who was just laughing, you know, last segment a lot.
No, there was a wedding thing.
Josh DiMaggio.
Why is everyone getting uncomfortable? This is me.
Yeah, because...
Because he's fine with Joshy now. It's just the mother he has to...
Everyone was fine with everything until Ben made it awkward, and now you're making it awkward all over
That's
again.
What I do. Like, can I ask you another question?
Wait a minute, time out. You said that they have to ask the hard question at the event on Thursday night.
Yes.
What obligation do we have to ask the hard question?
To him? I think we're obligated. It was probably a day's worth of shows or a week worth of shows.
Right, I'm saying right now.
Week, probably.
Oh.
Hey, there's Josh.
Yeah.
Hey. Nice of you to join us.
What's up?
Gabe, question. Did Ashton's invitations go out yet? Just asking.
Okay.
Wait, is this real?
Okay. Who could say? Who could say for sure?
Because I don't have a problem. I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think he knows that.
Hold on.
He just did the I'm fine thing.
I know. I'm fine. It's totally fine. Everything's fine. The higher and higher you go, the worse it is. I do have a question for you, though. Did you hear about Joshy's porch pirate? It's not exactly a porch pirate, because a porch pirate is somebody who walks up to your porch and steals the package.
I heard bits and pieces.
Okay, so UPS delivered a package of Joshy's to the wrong house.
Mm-hmm.
They know the house because they have a picture of it. They were able to do the match game, right?
Yep.
So they let UPS know. UPS has rectified it. But then they also let the people know. And UPS has let the people know. And the people haven't given the box back. What should Joshy do?
Joshy, confrontation is not a strong suit of yours. I feel like you're never going to go up to that door and knock on it.
He already did.
Well, we left a note for them.
Passive-aggressive.
But it was pleasant. It was, hey, this was a mistake made by somebody else. We're not accusing you of anything, but call us or drop it off. We'll happily come pick it up.
How far away?
One block.
Have you seen them before?
I have not.
I think they're foreigners and they don't know how to speak English and stuff. I told them, you got to go through the trash and that'll tell you a lot. If you go through a person's trash, it's going to tell you a lot.
I love that y'all think that going through the trash and like putting together a Carrie Matheson-style pegboard to figure out if they speak English or not is easier than...
Not y'all. All right?
I want to distance myself.
Are you for hire?
No, but what if they're from Lithuania? Then he could bring you over there.
I don't remember anything other than the swear words.
What do they speak in Lithuania?
Lithuanian.
You're not smarter than me because of the stupid... The stupid sonogram thing or the ultrasound.
Even, all right, lash out. You're lashing out now.
All right.
You're lashing out.
Do you recognize that? Like, totally. Similar behavior takes one
because
the
listeners are
here.
Like, hey, they should have another Who's Smarter Than.
I would love to.
Nah, I mean, what time?
Not now.
I got.
What do you got to do?
That's garden? One of those things you have to mentally prepare for. You got to mentally prepare for that, the dentist, and what was the other one? Haircut.
Are you smarter than Ben Brust, the dentist, and the haircut?
No, I'm just saying you have to mentally prepare to do those things. Like, I'm not into it right now, so I'm not going to be real smart.
How would you envision you mentally prepare for that? Drink less wine?
No, I'm actually smarter when I do that.
I was about to say, no, he wants to do it on a Friday. After he's had a
Thursday afternoon would work.
It opens up hallways that he didn't have access to.
Yeah.
It's the key to all the synapse for Chew. Oh, Ben.
You're a beautiful mind.
I am.
One more time.
UWHoops2015.com. This Thursday at the Orpheum in Madison. It's going to be a fantastic time. Can't wait to be there.
All-star guests, some guests joining virtually. Hello, friends, it sounds like. So we got a lot of cool stuff happening this Thursday. Ben, thanks for hanging out with us. You're welcome to hang for the last. We got another 10 minutes here.
As long as I can just listen to Chewy.
Stenographer.
Okay.
Samsonite. I was way off. We'll take a break. Roll on right for this.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And then you have Raj, who I didn't think he just didn't have the body type of right tackle.
I have a question. Who the hell are you talking about?
What's his name? Yash.
Raj?
Like, I was thinking. Okay.
Who's Raj?
Tell us, buddy. On 94.5 ESPN.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. For Mental Health Awareness Month, BetterHelp surveyed 16,000 people across 23 countries for its first ever State of Stigma report, and they found that while 75% of people know it is wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are actually in therapy. Why the disconnect? How can we get those numbers closer together? Well, BetterHelp is trying to do just that by offering therapy that is convenient for you. They have over 35,000 therapists. They're the world's largest online therapy platform, and they've served more than 5 million people globally. You can join with the click of a button from your home. It fits in your busy schedule, and you can switch therapists at any time. We are all better with help. So visit betterhelp.com/timeout and get 10% off your first month. That's right, 10% off by signing up with betterhelp.com/timeout. We're just trying to close that gap, guys. From 75% of people knowing that it is wise to seek support to the 27% who are currently in therapy, let's get those numbers closer together with BetterHelp.com. Ben Brust hanging out with us in studio this morning as he promotes his event this weekend, which it sounds like is going to be a raging success. Like, it sounds like you are going to have a great crowd out there. You've got some great guests. What are you most looking forward to?
I'm most looking forward to is anything, right? Like, I mean, Chewy, even Gabe, I'm sure. I don't know how often you get together with your college teammates.
Not very often.
But when you do, how fun is it?
Oh, it's a blast.
We're golfing on Thursday morning.
Oh, sounds like a terrible time.
Yeah, I mean, we're golfing Thursday morning. We're getting together and that's when I'll loosen them up. I will loosen them up at golf. And then when they get on stage, they'll be good. But yeah, I mean, I'm just looking forward to getting with all my guys that I don't get to see very often. It's been a great summer of that. Getting married, bachelor party, like it's one of those things where everyone's at different places. Frank is here right now. His wife is pregnant and he's here for the event. And then he's out of here first thing in the morning. So the idea that he's prioritizing this for, you know, the Badger fans as well. I'm just excited of their excitement as well. Getting the text from Frank, Sam, and Josh. And I saw Bo last week and he said, what do you need from me? I said, I just need you to show up because I know you'll be you. So the idea that I get to share. This isn't about me, believe it or not. I know I'm good at that. Mm-hmm. This is about them. And I get to thank Frank Kaminsky every day that I see him with a big hug for him scoring 30-plus points against Arizona when I was the most nervous. I've never gotten nervous, but I was so nervous in the Elite Eight of 2014 because I wanted to be not just another team. I wanted to get to the Final Four. He carried me there. In that game, I was good at all the other games. But
there it is.
Hey.
There it is.
I mean, we had gone too long, if we're being honest. Like,
there might be like once every 10 minutes of the show, I might, you know, pat myself on the back and say something nice about myself. But like I mentioned, the idea that they're excited to come in and they're prioritizing this for everyone who's buying tickets at UWHoops2015.com, that gets me excited. And for everyone that I've reached out to be a part of the show and enhance the show, they're excited.
Were you a puker?
Never.
No?
No.
Were you?
Anybody? I'm a poop. No, Frankie Bagadonis was.
You know, like the nervous poop?
Yeah, you gotta purge. Just so you're lighter and you can move much better.
Like, my body knows if it's a big game, it will just, like, make really? Sure everything goes out of the system.
Okay.
What about you?
How close to tip-off
is that? No. Hold on. I want to know what your nervous
no,
thing
nothing.
Is.
I mean,
you
nothing.
You never vommed? You never...
No. Never vommed.
Well, I got a quick story.
Okay.
I know we have a minute left. Lithuania, first road game, playing professionally overseas. You know, get done playing with the Badgers. You get all these meals. You're playing in the Final Four. You're playing Milwaukee Bucks Summer League. I'm like, first road game, professional team. We bus to the game. I'm like, all right, what am I going to eat? We stop at a gas station.
Ooh.
My teammates are eating corn dogs. They're eating the glizzies. I could see the sweat staring at me. So I couldn't do that before a game. So for some reason, I decided to have pretzels and a Snickers. My coach called me to go in, and I told him I said I couldn't go in. I ran. I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It was the first time I've ever had to leave the bench to take a poop. My second ever professional game.
Should have had borscht.
Should have had the corn dogs.
Right?
Wait, everybody else was fine with the corn dogs?
Hey, gas station
cigarettes
borscht,
at halftime, corn dogs. Yeah, I mean, they were good.
Nope.
How weak is your stomach that a Snickers and pretzels affect it?
Josh, you know this. I've had many tummy aches that you've made fun of before.
Josh is like, I'm not letting this opportunity pass me by. Will Dintosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.